Good afternoon, I'm Linda Dow. During this time of remembrance, we welcome Poppy campaign chair with the Perth Legion, Stacey Nicolou. Hi, Stacey.
Hi, Linda.
Nice of you to join us. You must be terribly busy these days with November 11th coming up soon.
Yes, we are quite busy at the branch and throughout the town since last Friday.
Okay. Now, give us a little background of your background and your service with the Perth Legion, if you would.
Well, I've been a member of the Perth Legion now for about 7-8 years, and I am originally from Hamilton, and I was with the Army Reserves with the Argyll and Sutherland Highlanders of Canada in Hamilton. And then when I transferred with the OPP to the Perth area, I transferred into the 1st Air Defense Regiment, Lanark and Renfrew Scottish, and was with them for a couple of years, and played with the pipe band, which was based at the Perth Legion since 1990.
Very nice.
Yes.
So you are the chair of this year's Poppy campaign. Have you done this before?
Yes, I've been the Poppy chairman now for, this will be my fifth or sixth season. With the Perth branch, and still plugging away at it again this year for the 2022 season.
Now, what does that role involve?
So as Poppy chairman and the committee, our role is to promote remembrance, but to also prepare for the Poppy campaign, which starts the last Friday of October every year. To make sure that we have all the supplies ready, that we have all the volunteers, permission for the storefronts, permission to solicit poppies in town, and to go to the storefronts, and then maintain the poppy campaign for the 2 weeks or 16 days. And then once we've received all the monies, make sure it's all accounted for and placed in a poppy trust fund. And then once it's there throughout the rest of the year, we use the money in that poppy trust fund to finance donations to military veteran organizations for PTSD treatments, rehabilitation, the Purley Veterans Hospital in Ottawa, Canadian Service Dogs Unit for service dogs for our veterans, and any dependents, but also for education and remembrance. So we have a lot of youth programs. We have the poster poems and essays that all the public schools are involved in. And we do bursaries for any veterans dependent children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren to give them bursaries for post-secondary education.
Very nice.
Yes, yeah. So it kind of runs the whole year based on the different projects and donations and then the fundraising and you know, we're also part of the Honor Our Veterans banner project in Perth as well.
Okay, and we'll talk about that banner project in a couple of minutes. But I just wanted to ask you, what changes are going to be taking place this year as far as the Poppy campaign is concerned?
Well, this year, not a whole lot has changed year from year, other than we started the campaign on Friday, the 28th of October, and we're going through with the campaign till the 10th of November, and then we'll be getting ready for the Remembrance Day service on Friday, the 11th, out front of the Perth Cenotaph on Drummond Street.
Okay, but there's some changes this year with the poppies themselves, is there not?
Well, not the poppies themselves. It's more the wreaths.
Okay.
The wreaths are now made of a biodegradable material, so that's a little bit different. But as far as the poppies themselves, I know there was a news report that I heard that they were also biodegradable, but I haven't recognized that while we were obviously resupplying all our boxes from our supplies. So I don't know if we still have enough of the old stock, but it's just something that just happened this year that they're all new biodegradable. So I think they're still trying to work through a lot of the old stock.
Right.
But I do know our wreaths this year that we received are all biodegradable.
I wonder what materials they're using.
You know what? I don't know.
Well, we can find out. We'll send everybody to your website, or to the Legion website, and they can read lots about it, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Unfortunately, as you say, like, things are so busy for us. We knew there were going to be different wreaths this year, but really we haven't packed any out of the boxes yet. We're just still taking our wreath orders from our businesses, getting ready for Remembrance Day. The poppy campaign is well underway now throughout the town of Perth and area, and honestly, we haven't unpacked any yet.
Now, it sounds like that there's an awful lot of work to this every year. Take us through some of the things that you actually have to do with the poppies.
Well, with the poppy, our year kind of starts in the summer, in the end of July, where we take stock of what we have left in our stockpile at the branch, and we kind of look at last year, how many different wreaths we sold at various sizes, how many poppies were distributed, and then you kind of have to guess how much you think you're going to distribute and sell for wreaths, and then place that order and receive it before the end of August. And then once that order comes in, you pack and stockpile, and then for our committee, we start the first week of September. We have to put in for a bylaw to be able to distribute poppies within the town of Perth. We start putting in requests to have the street closed for the Remembrance Day service. We apply to the Canadian Armed Forces up at CFB Petawawa to have troops march in our parade for our service and for our vigil guard. And it's just little things that just, you start moving along, you start preparing, talking to the businesses to see if you can have a veteran stand out front or volunteers to distribute poppies. Then once you get the permissions, then you have to get your list to get the volunteers to volunteer to do that.
Is it difficult getting volunteers?
It is always a struggle, but I think that's with every organization now. It's just that, especially with the Legion, our veterans have gotten older. Many have passed on, and we just don't have any newer veterans, that many coming in. And volunteers everywhere are kind of hard to find.
Right. Now, the history of the poppy.
Yes.
Well, how did that become a symbol of remembrance?
Well, it started, believe it or not, back in December of 1918. And it was an actual American professor, Moina Michael, who wore a red poppy to remember and honor those that were killed after the First World War in the United States. And she's also the person that wrote the poem, "We Shall Keep the Faith." And in 1921, the British Commonwealth, once she had gone around and been seen in distributing poppies, the British government and the Commonwealth adopted the poppy, the red poppy, as the sign of remembrance in 1921. And it's been 101 years now that the poppy has been that symbol.
Right. A long time. What does wearing a poppy mean to you, Stacy?
For me, it there's a lot of memories there. My time in the service.
How many years was that?
Well, in total, I served about 7.5 years.
Okay.
With the actual regiments, and then with the pipe band associated with the military, was probably another 28 years.
Really?
But my father had served in the reserves as well, and my grandfather obviously was in the Second World War. And it's just a lot of, you know, little things. And I think when you tie in, like, our banner project, and I keep telling people this, that the banner project is such a great deal. Like, every year you hear the names read from the cenotaph of those that were killed in action. And then with the banners, now you see their faces.
Yes.
All along down the main street. And it's a very emotional time, not only for the families, but mm-hmm. for anybody that has served.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Especially the last few years with Afghanistan.
Yes.
And United Nations tours, where we're losing, you know, a fair amount of people, that you have to, you know, wars aren't gonna stop.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, our soldiers are in harm's way every day, even today with everything going on in Ukraine.
Right.
And it's, you know, it's to remember those that paid the sacrifice and those that are still serving, that they know that their country's behind them.
Exactly. It's very emotional.
Talk
for a minute about the pathway of heroes, the banners that are flying in Perth now.
Well, we're lucky. The banner committee, Sue Doran headed it up. This is our third year this year, and we're very proud to say that we have 307 banners throughout the pathway of heroes through the downtown core and up at Canadian Tire, Home Hardware, and Perth News Mall. And it's getting bigger every year, and it's just a great way to honor not only those that have been killed in action, but those that have served, and some of them are still serving today.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a great thing for the families to be able to recognize the service of their loved ones.
They're really lovely. They're really beautiful and very touching to see that as we drive through Perth. It was a great idea that Sue had.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. It's just one of those things. And on the banner weekend, when we have our big open house and the motorcycle parade,
yes,
it's just unbelievable to see those veterans on motorcycles coming to the town.
Oh, it's incredible.
To be able to recognize their colleagues.
Right.
Some of them do have their banners up, and or know of some of these people that have passed on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a great, once again, another great remembrance and tool for us to remember everyone that has served.
Right. The funds that are collected locally, what happens to them? Do they stay local?
Yeah, all the funds collected by our branch stay in our Poppy Trust Fund that's set up at our branch. It's placed in the bank account, and all those funds are put in to donations, veteran transition, everywhere where it's locally that supports veterans and veterans in need.
Right. Wonderful. So the Remembrance Day service then next Friday on the 11th, can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so once again, we'll have we have permission from the town. We'll be able to close off Drummond Street so that the public will attend, and it is a public event. The service will begin at 10:50 a.m. We'll have our veterans and other military members forming up just before that. The service will begin, and we'll have our service right at the cenotaph out front. We will have all the wreaths laid that townspeople have purchased, and at the conclusion of the service, we'll retire and allow the community to place their poppies at the cenotaph on the wreaths, and take a moment to just reflect and remember everything that has been done by our soldiers for this great country of ours, and then we'll retire back to the branch afterwards.
Okay. And there are two lovely benches there now, aren't there?
Yes. Yeah, so once again, that was another project between the Banner Committee and the our Poppy Committee. Was this summer to commemorate D-Day on June 6th, we commissioned and had custom-made two steel benches that are right behind the cenotaph along the walkway heading up to the Great War Memorial Hospital with a World War I and a World War II and current-themed combat scenes on the back.
Very nice.
Yes, they are. They're actually quite stunning. When you sit and look at them and think about the different eras between the two benches, as well as the cenotaph.
Yes.
One side being World War I, the other side World War II.
Stacey, I really appreciate your time today. I know you have a lot to do. And thank you very much for joining us.
Well, once again, Linda, thank you very much for having me on to represent Branch 244 and the Poppy Campaign. And hopefully we'll be able to see everybody out on November the 11th.
That'd be nice. Thank you very much, Stacy.
Okay, thank you, Linda.
Bye-bye. My guest, Stacy Nicolou, is Poppy Campaign Chair with the Perth Legion. I'm Linda Dow. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.